During these years, Haydn also took part in serenades. The Viennese just loved listening to open-air music at night. Such compositions, called variously serenades, Nachtmusik, nocturnes, notturni, night music, created a constant demand for performers. These direct, lyric, Italianate, that is very melodic, instrumental works had a profound effect on Haydn's developing compositional style, as they would likewise impact Mozart's developing style 20 years later. Please, for the sound of one of these serenades, let us turn to one of Haydn's own, his Nocturne No. 4 in C major from 1788. Throughout these years, Haydn's self-education as a composer continued, and his heavily annotated copies of the theory books and manuals he used, which, by the way, survive until this very day, attest to his hard work. However, of much greater importance than these instruction manuals was Haydn's discovery of the first six keyboard sonatas of Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach, the second surviving son of Johann Sebastian Bach. According to Haydn, these sonatas by the so-called Hamburg Bach, because CPE lived in Hamburg, according to Haydn, these sonatas opened up an entirely new musical world to him. Quote, "I did not leave the keyboard," which Haydn had at another time referred to as his old worm-eaten clavier, "until I had mastered them all. Innumerable times I played them for my own delight, especially when I felt oppressed and discouraged by worries, and always I left the instrument in high spirits." Let's listen, please, to Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach's Sonata in G major for clavier, movement 1 of 1748. Haydn later remarked that anyone who knows me well must know that I owe a great deal to Emanuel Bach, that I have understood and diligently studied him. The truth be told, no composer except Mozart influenced Haydn more than C.P.E. Bach. A great story has come down to us from Haydn's so-called apprenticeship years, which testifies to Haydn's pluck, his bohemian existence, and exactly who was playing his early compositions. Albert Christoph Dias tells us the story. The well-known Karl Ditters von Dittersdorf and Haydn were youthful friends. Once the two were roaming the streets at night and stopped in front of a common beer hall in which half-drunken and sleepy musicians were miserably fiddling away at a Haydn minuet. In those days, Haydn composed pieces for the dance halls that, because of their originality, were much in favor. "Hey, let's go in," said Haydn. "In we go," Ditters agreed. Into the beer hall they go. Haydn places himself next to the first violinist and asks offhandedly, "Who wrote that minuet?" The latter answers, "By Haydn." Haydn goes and stands in front of him and says with feigned wrath, "That's a pig of a minuet." "What? What? What? Yells the violinist, now in a rage, jumping out of his seat, followed by the other players who are about to break their instruments over Haydn's head. And they would have, too, if Ditters, who was a big man, had not put up his arms to shield Haydn and shoved him out the door.